Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I got asked a great question last week. Why do I even bother having a Facebook business page? It gets no traction. No one even comes to it. The posts I put up are only seen by one or two people. Is it really worth the time and effort? So I'm going to answer that, but I'm going to answer that from our perspective. So not from a Facebook advertising perspective, not from a marketing agency perspective, but from a perspective of how do we generate more referrals, more free leads, more opportunities, use our networks more effectively by having our Facebook business page. So I totally agree. Right now, your Facebook business page is probably the worst thing on Facebook. But at the same time, it's still necessary. At the same time, it can still be very beneficial if used the right way. So don't go throwing it out. Don't go taking no notice of it. Realize that it is just part of the many tools you have to be able to build your audience at the top of the funnel, educate your audience at the middle of the funnel, and get appointments booked. So let's have a look and how I answered this and what we do ourselves. Like with everything, if you don't focus, if you don't have a plan, then it just becomes something that is pointless and just sits there. So you need to have a plan of growing your Facebook page, but more importantly, growing it with the right sorts of people, the people who actually are your clientele, the people who can actually buy from you. Those people that went out there and went, it's all about numbers, and then got a whole bunch of bots, a whole bunch of wrong sorts of people just to like their page, right now they're stuffed. They really can't do anything in terms of creating lookalike audiences or custom audiences or taking people from their page to their CRM. They've got a whole bunch of people who will never buy from them. So it's better to have 100 people that can buy from you than 10,000 people who are never going to buy from you. So understand that first. It's not a numbers contest. We don't care how many people are there. We care how much money we can make from it. You can't make a cent through wrong people. So we need to focus on just increasing those numbers day in, day out. What's the plan? How are you inviting people? Because when you invite people, you then get the right people because you get to choose who you're inviting. What's your strategy that every time you get a customer, a client, part of the onboarding is they like your page. If they're good enough to be your customer, your client, then I'm sure they've got other people around them who are very similar to themselves who could be your customer or clients also. How are you continually at the top of funnel building that audience? So your page is the only thing that allows you to go out and reach people who you don't even know exist at the moment. Your page is the only thing that allows you to nurture your current people and make sure that they're seeing your content, that they're being educated. Your page is the only thing that allows you to be able to upload your CRM. So therefore, you can turn up on their social platforms, on their Facebook platform, day in, day out, seeing if they're ready for the solution that you offer, booking in an appointment, bottom of funnel. So there are many things that you can actually do with your page. But it's about having a plan as about having a strategy. Within Partnership Club, we've got 5 different strategies that we want to use with our page. Our top of funnel strategies are all around building our audience. And you can build your audience for 1-2 cents. We do that through producing short little videos and getting people to watch it that then tells us they're actually interested in what it is that we're talking about. They will promote our tool to the people who are interested, not to everybody, just to the people who are interested. All of a sudden now, we've got better conversion rates, we're not spending anywhere near as much, and we're getting a better return because we're talking to a better qualified group of people. Most people think by putting up content on their page that they're doing a good job of being able to sell. Well, that's not what content is there for. Putting up content is a middle of funnel activity. It's a nurture activity. It's an activity that allows you to educate, train that audience that you are the solution to their problems. And that's the way you need to be able to see the content you put up on your page. So there needs to be a strategy to how to get the right sorts of people to your page. That's the top of funnel activity. Then your middle of funnel activity is your content plan on how you're nurturing, educating. Then we need a plan to drive people from our page into our CRM. That's another top of funnel activity. Because there's no point having people on your page. You're not in control of those people. Facebook decided to close down, they're gone. So you need to drive those people into your own CRM. So you're in control more. And then there's strategies around bottom of campaign, bottom of funnel, and campaigns to get them to book appointments, to create sales. So often we do the wrong activity to the wrong people at the wrong time, and then we just go, oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because we haven't thought out the strategy properly. We don't have the right systems in place. And therefore, we're doing anything to everyone. And there's no reason, there's no way you're ever going to get that traction. So bottom of funnel and getting people to fill in questionnaires or applications or come to a particular site to buy should only be done to people who have been nurtured, people who have been warmed up, who are ready, who have raised their hands. So what do your three segments of your Facebook page look like? Or do you just have one hoping that something's going to happen? When you look at it from the perspective we look at everything, how do we generate more referrals? How do we generate free leads? How do we use our networks more effectively? How do we build an audience? How do we nurture that audience? How do we book appointments from that audience? Then it just becomes logical systems and processes that we're following. There's no hope and luck involved anymore. So have a look at your page. What are you doing with it? Do you have one? If you have one, what's the plan you're following? Do you have a plan? There is great opportunity through your page to enhance your audience wherever you want to enhance your audience, to educate and nurture them, and to ensure you're being able to make money from your page rather than just having one for the sake of having one. But remember, top of funnel strategies, middle of funnel strategies, bottom of funnel strategies, they're all different strategies. And you need to work out what campaigns go with those strategies to achieve what you're looking for. Don't just see your page as the worst performing thing on Facebook. It has a purpose. When you understand, it's about growing, nurturing, and filling that CRM, then it becomes a great game to play. And that's how we should see it. Hopefully it's been helpful, a little bit insightful. Remember, subscribe to our Get More Referrals Today podcast, either on iTunes, on Spotify, or on Podbean. Just type in Get More Referrals Today, and you'll be able to ensure that you get every episode, every week, coming to you to ensure that you get more referrals, use your networks more effectively, and create partnerships to be able to fill your sales funnel. If it's the first time you've joined us, welcome. Make sure you grab our $1 million referral system guide. All you need to do is go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/guide or click the link in the description below. Till next time, guys, have a great week. Have a look at your page. How are you using it? What strategies are you using? What campaigns are you running? Are you shooting yourself in the foot because you don't have any strategy? Or are you just not getting traction because we're doing the wrong things at the wrong time? Till next week, take care, and I'll see you real soon.